Welcome to MSDNT, where we have a discussion with Ivar Jakobsen. And in this last session, I will talk about Ivar, about the future. What do you think will happen in 5 or 10 or more years in the software development industry?
I think we will see that many of the ideas that we have had in the software industry, in software development, will eventually become used and implemented. I don't think we will see in five, ten years, some dramatic new ways of developing software. We will hopefully learn how to do things that we have known we could do during the last 20 years. I don't feel we have done a lot of progress. During the 90s, we developed a lot of techniques for how to develop good software. I mean, I was personally involved in how to deal with different kinds of architecture, product line architecture, enterprise architecture. We had something we today would call service-oriented architecture. Now the cloud computing is, from a development point of view, nothing really fundamental new. So we have a lot of knowledge about how to do things, but we were not able to implement it. We didn't have the tools, we didn't have the fundamental basis to do that. So I think the next 5-10 years will just involve that some of these ideas will come up in new shape, but with a better platform. The whole agile movement was basically could be described, take it easy, guys. Because what we did in the 90s was moving too fast. Very few people could really implement all the good ideas that came out. So now, during this decennium, we are basically take it easy and think about who is going to do it. Think about the people. Think about that we have to get people on board. How are we going to get people motivated and excited about doing all these things? And develop tools that are more oriented to humans instead of to just PhD students or people who have a passion in advanced technology. So it's a little bit disappointing that I cannot point at something, some really new basic technology. We will do these things, I said, we will learn about and do it better. But we will also have better frameworks, so the technology will move forward. We get the better frameworks. I also hope that we will be able to find standards and get the, because a lot of the things we are doing now is so is not really rocket science. I mean, if you work on an IBM platform or you work on a Microsoft platform, just to take it, it's very similar. Which one is the best? We don't know. We know they are different. We know they are different, and there are probably in some areas one is better than the other. But wouldn't it be fantastic if development could start without us as a user or developer have to take a decision where we're going to use develop software on that platform or the other platform? I think the development going on in for iPhone, for instance, is really another where people can develop against the framework where each application can be developed quite individually and we've developed individual techniques, but as a whole it works fantastic together. And so we need to move on with some kind of standard platforms too. So and also the work initiative I'm talking about, a completely different initiative, where we actually identify the basics of what software development is, so we can do research and we can help develop tools that are more generic than any of these other tools. So I see many, primarily we will become better at what we wanted to do, but there are some ideas where I hope we can move forward and become more mature as an industry. And once we are there, once we have got some coordination, some convergence, it will be much easier to work together on developing new ideas on a more common platform. Both common in terms of real software platform, but software platform, but also common in terms of what actually software development is all about.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.